highlights from last week's action on our family of stations of KLIA Cabarrus and KLIAcabarrus.com. It was win or wait until next year for Appella as the Dutch travel to Gilbert live on 92.1 Cabarrus with Andrew Schneider and Randy Sickema.
Hartman tries a student body right. He'll find an edge, and he will get in. Six for the Dutch. Touchdown, Pella. Luke Hartman on the naked bootleg. Hartman and company first and goal from the two. Hartman gets a snap, tries it left side, and he's ping-ponged in. Six for the Dutch, touchdown Pella. A Randall Roofing raised the roof moment of the game as the Dutch take their first lead on a 2-yard Luke Hartman score. Parsons back in the game here, bunch formation. Hartman tries it, student body left, and he's in. Six for the Dutch, touchdown Pella, the Bundy for Hartman, and the Dutch are back on top.
Oh, that was a big answer.
Looking for the pass. It's first and goal. Clock is moving with a minute 40 remaining. Rash looks to his left. Blanket coverage. The pass is intercepted. Nathan Warner.
No, Warner.
There's your dagger. Nathan Warner will send the Dutch to the playoffs.
Final score, Pella 33, Gilbert 23. The playoffs started for Class 1A schools, and Pella Christian felt right at home, literally, against Ogden in a first-round matchup live on KLIAcabarrus.com, Cabarrus 2, with Tyler Crabb and J.D. Bohr.
And into the end zone is Benny Schurz from 5 yards out to get the scoring started. Eagles 6, Ogden 0. Off goes to Schurz. He's got a hole across the 15, across the 10, to the 5. Touchdown number 2, Benny Schurz. Puts the Eagles up 2 scores, 14-0 with 2:48 to go in quarter number 2. Handoff's going to the Benny Schurz to the right side, and touchdown number 3, Benny Schurz. Have a night. Mr. Schurz making it 21-0 Eagles with a minute 09 to play in quarter number 2. Back to Schurz. Inside the 5, carrying defenders. We're getting pushing now, and across the goal line goes Benny Schurz. Give him the Al Bundy. 4 touchdowns for Benny Schurz.
Final score, Pella Christian 43, Ogden with a lovely parting gift. Knoxville wrapped up the season against Harlan live on KNIA.
Here is Woolsey looking to throw. Protection breaks down. He'll throw downfield, and it is caught by Wilder, and he will score! Touchdown! Kason Wilder caught it at it around the 10, juked a Cyclone, and carries it in for a 53-yard pass. Gets the snap, puts a foot in, and it's blocked! The Knoxville Panthers block this. David Gorski, who got his foot on it, and they will recover it inside the 10-yard line. Brennan Woolsey takes a snap, looks to throw, going towards the end zone. Higginbotham is there. Touchdown! He rolls up to the ladder and pulled it down. Touchdown, Knoxville! 2nd and 8. Woolsey takes a snap, looks to throw. Downfield. He goes downfield. Wilder makes a catch. Touchdown! He was hand-fighting with a Harlan defender, Sorensen, and 37 yards. Kason Wilder, his 2nd score of the night.
Final score, Harlan 42, Knoxville 26. Norwalk headed to the western reaches of Iowa to play Glenwood live on KLIAcabarrus.com, KLIA 3 with Mike Effner.
Now they a little delay handoff on a counter. It's going to be a touchdown. Eli Robbins gets the handoff. So a 3-yard touchdown run for Eli Robbins. And just like that, Norwalk back on top, 13-7. Looking for the sideline pass. He's got it complete out there for the touchdown. Kaylor Rodman. Harder back to pass. Good coverage. Fires towards the end zone. Catches made inside the 2. It's a touchdown, Warriors. Who was that?
Kaylor Rodman.
Kaylor Rodman. Harder's got time. Pump fakes. Taking a shot. He's got Robbins out there. Catches made. Is he inbounds? Touchdown.
Oh, touchdown. That's a great play.
Final score, Glenwood 53, Norwalk 35. Indianola played on Thursday, and a win assured the Indians a playoff spot against Des Moines North. Let's not kid ourselves, a win was actually assured, live on 94.3 KLIA with Trevor Castle.
And DeWall takes the shotgun snap, and it's a handoff to Pontier around the left side, running out of room, but cuts it back and finds the end zone! Touchdown, Indianola! Jake Pontier weaves his way for a game-opening 8-yard score. 3rd and 13. Shotgun snap. Nab pump fakes, now throws out to the near side, and it's intercepted and taking it all the way in. Touchdown, Indians. Adler Dikey, the pick six, and the Indians are up 13-0. They run a little old school option, and it's taken away in the backfield and into the end zone. It's Adler Dikey again, and I think you got to call that a scoop and score fumble return. The ball never touched the ground, but it was a backwards lateral, and Dikey plucked it out of thin air and housed it. Three receivers bunched to the near right side of the formation. DeWall out of the pistol, takes the snap, hands it off to Pontier. A lot of running room inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone. And in one fell swoop, it's a hat trick for Pontier, and he's over 1,000 yards on the season, 34-0 Indianola. DeWall out of the shotgun, sends a man in motion, takes a snap. Tap pass to Fox around the right side of the 10. Fox to the 5. Fox to the end zone. Touchdown, Indianola. Eli Fox, a 14-yard score.
Final score, Indianola 56, Des Moines North less than 1. PCM was also in a first-round playoff game against I-35, live on KNIAKBLS.com. KBLS 3 with Clayton Sampson.
And Rourke's going to roll right. He's looking for somebody. And he hits Olsen, and that is complete for a Mustang touchdown. Gavin Van Gorp to Griffin Olsen for the second time of the night. And Van Gorp will take the snap, but he's going to roll right. He's going to fire downfield, and he's going to be looking for Hobbs, and that pass is complete. No, it's Olsen, and he's in for his fourth of the game. Van Gorp takes the snap, and he's going to throw it, and he's going to hit Olsen again. Olsen at the 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown Griffin Olsen. That's 3 in the game already. Van Gorp still in the shotgun, takes the snap. This time he gives it to Robbins. Robbins up the middle. He's at the 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Adrian Robbins. Wow. He does it again.
Final score, PCM 42, I-35, nothing. Our Week 9 and first-round playoff highlights from last week on KNIA KBLS and KNIAKBLS.com.